The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Giants News Roundup for Friday, January 28th. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and today could finally be the day that your New York Giants get a head coach. So we're sitting and looking and waiting and watching for those puffs of blue smoke to come from 1925 Giants Drive in East Rutherford, New Jersey, to find out who your next Giants head coach is going to be. The Giants do their final interview today, or what is expected to be their final interview, when Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier is in East Rutherford for his in-person interview, his second actual interview for the job. Frazier joins Brian Daboll, Bills offensive coordinator, as the two candidates who got a second interview on Thursday. Miami Dolphins, or former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, was in New Jersey to interview in person with the Giants. Obviously, a lot of interest in that. Flores and Joe Shane have never had a working relationship, didn't really know each other, so that was their chance to get to know each other, find out if they could work together. A lot of questions about the way that Flores' tenure in Miami ended, so we'll find out if the Giants were satisfied by the answers that he gave on Thursday and whether Shane and Flores think that they can work together. Anyway, looks like the finalists are Brian Daboll, Flores, and Frazier. Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn took himself out of the running on Thursday, said that he will remain as Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator for the 2022 season. Daboll, the offensive coordinator in Buffalo, remains the favorite, according to most of the people that you talk to, most of what you see on Twitter, most of what you see on the internet. Obviously, that makes sense because of Daboll's long connection with new Giants general manager Joe Shane. They worked together for the first time in Miami in 2011 and then spent the last 4 years together in Buffalo, where, of course, they had a lot of success. Daboll also makes sense because of his offensive background, offensive coordinator in several places around the NFL and at Alabama at the college level. Obviously had a lot of success with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in recent years. And the Giants, of course, are looking for someone to fix their anemic, broken offense and to give Daniel Jones a chance to finally show whether or not he can be a franchise quarterback. John Mara was really, really blunt the other day in saying that the Giants have not really given Jones a chance, that they've really, you know, screwed up the kid's opportunity over his three seasons. with the Giants. And Daboll makes sense because with his background, you know, perhaps he gives Jones the best chance of success in year four of his career as the Giants try to decide if he's the long-term answer. Flores, obviously really good coach, but lots of questions about the end of his tenure in Miami. A lot of questions there about his relationship with Miami GM Chris Greer, about his inability to keep a coaching staff together, as there were several offensive coordinators, several defensive coordinators, some upheaval on the offensive line, and questions in general about Flores' ability to more or less play nice with others. Leslie Frazier is considered a sort of under the radar candidate for this job. Longtime NFL defensive assistant, defensive coordinator in four different places over his career, including the last few seasons in Buffalo, was head coach of the Minnesota Vikings for 3+ seasons, highly respected, well-liked around the league, would not be a sexy hire, but Joe Shane is said to have a lot of respect for Frazier and a good working relationship with Frazier. And if you're looking for an under-the-radar candidate, it would have to be Frazier. Shane has said that that he wants someone who will be in lockstep with him as they try to rebuild the Giants. So we'll see which way they go. I think odds-on favorite is Daboll. A dark horse here is definitely Frazier. But as we put this podcast together for you, we could easily have a head coach for your New York Giants by Friday night and perhaps by Saturday morning. So stick with bigblueview.com to find out all of the latest news, information, updates, opinions, analysis about the head coaching search, and about everything to do with your New York Giants. Please remember to subscribe on YouTube if you're watching us there, or on any of your favorite podcast applications if that's where you're listening to us today. Thank you, as always, Giants fans, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.